We don't know when that general election is going to be, but we know today of two more TDs who will not be recontesting for their seats. They're former co-leaders of the Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy and Róisín Shortall. And Róisín Shortall joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Róisín Shortall. Why make this decision now?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, it's certainly a decision that I and Catherine Murphy have thought about for a long time. We've been in politics for a very long time. I'm a TD now for the last 32 years. And at this stage in the development of our party, the Social Democrats, we feel this is a good time. We're going out on a high. The party is very strong. And certainly after the last, after the local elections, we're very well placed, I think, to continue to play an important role in Irish politics. And from the point of view of Catherine and myself, we certainly think this is the right time now to step down from frontline politics.
For you, what were the highlights of your career?
I suppose setting up the Social Democrats was a real highlight. We set that up in 2015 and, you know, we started off as a very small party, not backed by big business as a lot of political parties are. We did it through graft and a belief in a different kind of politics, and we're very pleased that the public responded to that and that we are in a position where we have six TDs now and in the recent local elections, 35 councillors elected. And, you know, it's something that we're very proud of. And we've no doubt that the party will play a significant role in Irish politics into the future. I'm also proud of the role that the party and I would have played in the development of the Sláinte Care strategy for developing a new approach to health and social care in this country, where people can access care on the basis of their health need rather than how much that they have in their pocket or their ability to pay. And while progress on that in the early years was slow, it is now the official policy. And I think in recent years, in fairness, there has been a lot of progress made in that direction. We are seeing very considerable improvements at community level and a switch in the focus of the health service. And we've seen improvements in terms of better affordability. There is, of course, still a long way to go, but that is the fixed policy now. And I think I'm very pleased that we are moving towards a situation where we can see an end to the shocking inequality, really, which has been a feature of the Irish Health Service for so long.
You were a Minister of State for a little over a year, if I recall, in the early days of the Fine Gael Labour government in 2011. Do you have any regrets over not getting to spend longer in a major decision-making role in government?
Well, I certainly would have liked to have spent longer. I was there for about 18 months and I had responsibility as the First Minister for Primary Care. Unfortunately, I found myself in a situation where my senior minister didn't agree with the kind of approach that,
James
Riley, he didn't agree with the approach that was being taken in terms of making primary care accessible to the public generally. We're one of the few, if not the only country in Europe where people have to pay to see a GP and have such difficulty in accessing various therapists like, you know, speech and language therapists, physiotherapists. We're very much behind in terms of the European model of primary health care. Now, unfortunately, there wasn't support from the minister at the time, James Riley, for that approach. And I really felt that I didn't have much option. I wasn't prepared to go along with the pretense that we were doing something of significance when in fact we weren't. We were sticking with an old model. So I don't have any regrets about my decision to do that. I would have liked to have more time in the department.
I know you said that you're very proud of setting up the Social Democrats, but to paraphrase Taylor Swift, will your party ever get back together with Labour?
I don't think so, no. I mean, what we've seen down through the years, and politics has changed a lot since I was first elected in 1991, where the two-and-a-half party system dominated and there was still significant dominance of civil war politics. Since then, we've seen a lot of newer parties being established, and that's a good thing. It provides choice for people. And I think, you know, for this foreseeable future, we're going to have coalition governments where, you know, there's a broader spectrum of views represented. And it allows for more collaboration, I think, at a political level. And that's a good thing. And that's what we're about in the Social Democrats, about providing better new choice for people.
Okay.
We're following the traditional Social Democratic model, which is about really honest politics and a fair society.
Roisin Shortall, not retired just yet, but thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon.